We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, eco-friendly viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatel, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. In Tar, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, France donates 3 million euros to Afghanistan health programs. In environmental news, the Philippine Army plant trees to mitigate global warming. In veg news, a Formosan man leaves raising poultry and adopts a meat-free diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 14th, is acclaimed American actress Marsha Gay Harden's birthday. Born in California, Miss Harden, a vegetarian, is known for her talented work on Broadway and in films. She was honored with a 2000 Academy Award and a 2009 Tony Award. Miss Harden is also involved in several charities. She's a member of the Red Cross National Celebrity Cabinet and is on the advisory board of New York aid organization Hearts of Gold, which supports the city's underserved women and their children. She and her family are also proud caregivers of two wonderful rescue dogs. Our appreciation, Marsha, for sharing your gifts on screen and stage. God bless you for helping others, including our sweet canine friends. May you have a fantastic birthday with loved ones.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. From July 11th to 17th, an unusual torrential rain hit Sichuan and Hunan provinces and Chongqing Municipality, bringing floods and landslides. Nearly 2 million people were affected and at least 17 perished. On July 13th, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 for relief assistance, conveying her sorrow and prayers. This amount could purchase $118,000 in items acquired in the United States based on China's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on disaster situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
August 8, 2009. Most loving Master, regarding relief work in Sichuan and Hunan provinces, China. Using Master's donation of $15,000 in addition to $10,500 of our personal funds, we carried out the flood relief work in Sichuan and Hunan. Most victims have been settled by the local government. However, there were still some people, particularly the disabled, who were in need of help. On July 25th, we distributed basic necessities such as food, medicine, and towels, along with SOS flyers to vulnerable families in Kingchuan and Dajiao counties. We also sent financial aid to 17 severely affected families. The victims were deeply moved and grateful for Master's loving and timely supplies.
Earlier on June 8th and 9th, Suining County in Hunan Province suffered from a heavy rainstorm that caused floods and landslides. Hundreds of houses were damaged or collapsed, an extensive amount of farmland inundated, and over 10,000 people were affected. On June 19th, we distributed rice and noodles to afflicted villages, while local officers helped us send supplies to remote areas. The relief recipients were so grateful and touched, saying that they had never received such good materials. Thank you so much, Master, for showing us the lesson of love always. We love you, Master. Chinese Rescue Team.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this update with our concerned viewers and our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We appreciate the timely assistance provided by the local Chinese government and officials. We are most thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted care to those in need and to our association's relief team for their earnest work. With heaven's blessings, may the afflicted soon return to fruitful day-to-day lives and such extreme weather subside as more people join in gentler regard of each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sweden assists Democratic Republic of the Congo to help relieve the conditions endured by several hundred thousand persons who have been displaced by internal conflict. Sweden is providing approximately half of a total $2.8 million donation to the United Nations Refugee Agency, or UNHCR. The other half will be directed toward the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, to especially assist women and promote better health. Our sincere appreciation and Providence bless Sweden for your generous commitment to uplifting the region. May the Congolese people be graced with soon stability and peace.
Ayurvedic approach to prevent swine flu. With India's death toll climbing to 20, Mumbai has announced a one-week closure of all schools, colleges and coaching classes. To quell the public's growing anxiety, vegetarian spiritual and humanitarian teacher Sri Sri Ravi Shankar has called upon fellow citizens to take refuge in the ancient medical system of Ayurveda and meditation to support the immune system.
Ayurveda encourages the consumption of calming and strengthening foods, which are primarily plant-based. Ayurveda discourages intake of meat and alcohol, which reduce stamina and cause dullness. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar stated, "If we can integrate these practices in our daily lives, along with the simple Ayurvedic remedies, we can quite easily counter swine flu." In modern medicine, for patients wishing to boost their immune system, physicians also recommend eating less meat and dairy and consuming more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, which are naturally rich in antioxidants and nutrients.
The swine flu pandemic that is now in its fifth month has afflicted 221,829 people worldwide in 168 countries and territories. However, these are just the officially recorded cases and hardly reflecting the complete picture. Of this given total, 1,906 people have succumbed to the virus, and swine flu cases continue to rise across the globe in countries such as Iran, Hong Kong, Myanmar and Ao Lak or Vietnam, with 1,275 confirmed cases, as well as New Zealand, which has counted 3,021 afflicted citizens.
Meanwhile, Queensland, Australia reported her first fatality of an otherwise healthy individual. Death rates in Brazil also increased significantly from 132 last week to 192 this week, becoming the country with the third highest number of lost lives after the US and Argentina. French Education Minister Luc Chatel announced that the country is prepared to close schools, saying, "In case of a complete pandemic, we are ready to close all of the schools in France."
Our sincere thanks, Your Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, for encouraging spiritual and healthful practices which also maintain the immune system's strength. Our prayers go to those who have been affected seriously to overcome in safety. May all people consider the sensible, holistic approach of a gentler, purer lifestyle to protect themselves and their families.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org
www.vrg.org
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
World Health Organization identifies source of pneumonic plague in China. The highly fatal pneumonic plague that took the lives of at least three individuals in a Tibetan region of northwest China has been linked to a wild marmot which was infected. Human consumption of marmots is a known cause of pneumonic plague in the past. The bacteria that causes the pneumonic plague is related to the bubonic plague that killed approximately 25 million people in Europe during the Middle Ages. The pneumonic plague has been seen to be widening its range in recent years, and the disease is even more serious than bubonic plague because it can be transmitted through coughing and cause death in a few short hours. World Health Organization, we appreciate your keeping us informed about this frightening, contagious disease. May humanity be ultimately protected by turning to the compassionate and healthy plant-based diet.
Foreigners in Somalia released. On Tuesday, two Kenyans, two French, one Bulgarian and one Belgian person were released after being detained in central Somalia since November. Of the six, four were with the France-based aid organisation Action Against Hunger, and the other two were their Kenyan pilots. French President Nicolas Sarkozy expressed his nation's great relief for their release. In addition, the 16 crew members of an Italian boat were freed after a four-month detainment. On board were 10 nationals from Italy, 5 from Romania and 1 Croatian. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini similarly welcomed their release. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the safety of the 22 men. We send our sincere appreciation to all involved in securing their peaceful freedom, wishing them a warm welcome home to reunions with loved ones.
Formosa, or Taiwan, accepts use of China's credit card. Tourists and business persons from mainland China are now able to make purchases using bank cards issued by China Union Pay Company when visiting Formosa. The new agreement provides convenience for mainland travellers, boosts cross-strait communication, and benefits the island's economy. Currently, 368 contracted stores in popular Formosan shopping and tourist areas are able to accept the Union Pay cards. Jeffrey Koo, chairman of Formosa's credit card center, said, "We hope that by the year end, we can expand the number of contracted shops to 20,000. Kudos China and Formosa on your cooperative endeavors that are bringing together people on both sides of the strait. May heaven continue to grace brethren from China and Formosa with friendship and peace."
Dock surfing competition gathers thousands. Some 60 dogs competed in the 4th annual Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort Surf Dog Competition on Imperial Beach in California, USA. Thousands of spectators from as far away as Hawaii, Oregon, Minnesota and Arizona gathered to see the incredible surfing ability of our four-legged friends. The winners of the competition's three categories included Jack Russell Terrier Buddy, Golden Retriever Kalani and Jack Russell Terrier Zoe. What an exciting sport for the human's best friend. Congratulations, Surf Dog winners, and all participating canines for demonstrating your impressive talents to the world.
Nigerian Amnesty Program brings auspicious hope. President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua has affirmed that disarmament negotiations being held within the framework of an amnesty program in the Niger Delta are on course for peace and development. The president's special advisor, Mr. Olusegun Adeniyi, stated further that the current progress with leaders of such groups as the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, could mean that the disarmament process will be completed within a 60-day period. What promising news! Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, group leaders and Nigeria, for your commitment to bringing harmony to the Niger Delta. Wishing the warm-hearted people of Nigeria a future of peaceful unity and shared goodwill.
Save our planet. The alarming disappearance of a French glacier. Scientists at France's Laboratory for Studying Geophysics and Space Oceanography announced on Wednesday the findings of accelerated loss of the Cook Glacier. From 1963 to 2003, one of the largest glaciers in the southern hemisphere has lost 22% of its original size.
With measurements that first began in 1963, the glacier's annual rate of receding has doubled since 1991. This observation has been confirmed by the Journal of Geophysical Research, with scientists reasoning that a warming climate and reduced precipitation are to blame for the rapid ice loss.
Although we are devastated to hear about the quickly changing landscapes in our world, we appreciate to know updated information from esteemed researchers. May the plight of our planet quickly resolve through kinder means of living and more care towards our co-inhabitants.
In her tireless work to alleviate the imperiled conditions of our Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai often speaks with concern of the actions needed to reverse global warming, as she did in the following July 2008 video conference in Japan.
I think we better heed the warning of the scientists, because otherwise it's not just the ice melt, maybe we will melt also. I hope not. And we're working frantically toward saving the planet. So if we be vegetarian, our good karma of saving lives will in turn reward us with our lives saved. That's all I can say.
Save our planet. Formosans, or Taiwanese, say yes to being veg for the environment. A recent online survey conducted by poster.com.tw and she.com in Formosa or Taiwan found that over 60% of the sample population said they are willing to become vegetarians to protect the environment. With celebrities as well as environmentalists calling on the public to eat less meat to reduce their carbon footprint, vegetarianism is quickly becoming a trend. Way to go, Formosa! Many thanks to she.com and poster.com.tw for sharing these encouraging results. Blessed be all who come to realize the simple effectiveness of saving the planet through the plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Concerned Californians consider managed relocation. As the warming climate pushes several amphibian species in California, USA to the brink of extinction, naturalists, botanists, ecologists, and others are considering assisted migration as a way to help them survive. The scientists say that as habitats shrink from global warming, new suitable habitat would become available, but often does not overlap with the existing range.
Therefore, unless humans help amphibians, such as the black-bellied slender salamander or the coastal California newt, relocate, a warming climate will mean their demise. The practice of assisted migration, also known as managed relocation, is challenging because of the difficulty in moving an endangered species, as well as the potential harm to a new ecosystem's balance. We sincerely thank the caring individuals who are working to save our beautiful and irreplaceable animal co-inhabitants. May we be reminded that the best way to protect all life is to tread ever more sustainably on our shared planetary home.
save our planet. Dr. Corey Bradshaw of Australia's University of Adelaide warns that continued human consumption of frogs, along with their habitat loss due to climate change, could bring the sudden extinction of many species.
Save our planet. 500 teenagers are finalists at a Denmark climate change camp and will participate in a competition for creating new green products that help alleviate climate change.
Save our planet. India's Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee reports that 25% of India's districts are at risk of drought due to a weak monsoon season, resulting in a 20% decline in summer crops.
Friends, I'm Charlie the Chipmunk, and I love only a plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on sharing the vegetarian message? The next time you pack your yummy, animal-free lunch for work, include an extra vegan dish for your colleagues. It's a great way to show them how delicious a diet of kindness can be. And you can let them know how much fun it is to prepare such tasty food. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. France donates €3 million to Afghanistan health programs. The French Agency for Development, AFD, provide the funds in support of control of malaria and leishmaniasis and polio eradication. Leishmaniasis is a disease which can affect skin, internal organs and other parts of the body. The World Health Organization will direct the aid in a two-year agreement approved by the Minister of Public Health of Afghanistan, Dr. Syed Mohammed Amin Fotemi. Polio eradication will receive €2 million and control of malaria and leishmaniasis will be given €1 million. Our gratitude, French Agency for Development, for your generous dedication to the well-being of Afghanistan people. May countries continue to work together to improve the lives of all citizens.
In environmental news, the Philippine Army seeds 4,000 trees in support of the government's campaign to mitigate global warming. The valiant troopers of the 501st Infantry Brigade recently reforested the perimeter of a 462-hectare reservation area in Rizal Province, located 20 kilometers east of the nation's capital of Manila. In addition, in all the brigade's camps, tree nurseries are being developed to better the environment. Bravo, valiant troopers and 501st Infantry Brigade, for your eco-friendly endeavors. With our helping hand, may pristine woodlands once again thrive, beautifying and purifying our ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Formosan man turns from working with farmed animals to adopting a meat-free diet. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the gifts in our lives. Be right back with more enhancing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for a graceful world. In veg news, a Formosan man changes from working in poultry to following a meatless diet. 15 years ago, Mr. Huang Ziming, chief of Yud community in Taoshan City, Formosa, altered his diet and stopped raising chickens as livestock. Since that time, his health has greatly improved, and professionally he has become an award-winning and much-loved leader. He enthusiastically shares the good news of meat-free living with others. Our heartfelt thanks and bravo, Chief Wang Zhiming, for your commitment to a more compassionate way of life. May more and more choose a diet of kindness for the well-being of ourselves and our earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in English entitled The Incredible Ball.
Two golfers were approaching the first tee. The first guy goes into his golf bag to get a ball and says to his friend, "Hey, why don't you try this ball?" He draws a green golf ball out of his bag. "Use this one. You can't lose it." His friend replies, "What do you mean you can't lose it?" The first man replies, "I'm serious. You can't lose it. If you hit it into the woods, it makes a beeping sound. If you hit it into the water, it produces bubbles. And if you hit it on the fairway, smoke comes up in order for you to find it." Obviously, his friend doesn't believe him, but he shows him all the possibilities until he is convinced. The friend says, "Wow, that's incredible. Where did you get that ball?" "I found it."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I was given your SOS DVD in the parking lot of a supermarket in Mount Anan, New South Wales. I will take action. Rob from Sydney, Australia.
Earth-sustaining Rob, thank you for your kind feedback. It's fantastic that you're devoted to saving our planet. Just by being vegan, we are already taking a big step. Please help share this information with your nature-loving Australian co-citizens. With heaven's blessings to you and all those working towards keeping our ecosphere. We love you. Do you have a Heartline today? We welcome your Heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, to the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a joy to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with heavenly love and kindness. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The New York Film Academy, in partnership with British-based PutItOn.com, is launching the first ever online film festival, welcoming submissions from around the world that can be viewed and voted by internet audiences.
Following the loss of her own newborn, Lightning, the rescued pony at World Horse Welfare's Bellwade Farm in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, lovingly adopts and feeds orphaned foal Jerry.
The United Nations purchases more than 93,000 tons of wheat to supply food for those in need in Ethiopia and Sudan.
The UK's Department for International Development announces plans to redesign its education aid programs with a goal of improving services delivered to the world's less fortunate.
In Saint-Jean-de-Luz, France, visually impaired people can better enjoy swimming in open ocean waters thanks to audio sensors fitted on buoys that help them stay oriented to their location.
The United States donates $15 million in food aid for the nearly 300,000 ethnic Tamils displaced by civil war who are returning home.
Mayor Letizia Moratti announces that the city of Milan, Italy, planned to host the Homeless World Cup, in which 480 homeless people from 48 different countries worldwide will participate.
During a meeting with Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh, Japan's Special Middle East Envoy Yutaka Imura commends Jordan's work in helping to establish a just and comprehensive Middle East peace process.
The world's largest gymnastic performance begins in Pyongyang, North Korea, with over 150,000 in attendance, as 100,000 youth perform synchronized acrobatics, gymnastics, and dances.
In an effort to bring peace and stability to the country, Madagascar's two main political groups sign an agreement to form a transitional unity government, along with holding an election within 15 months.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.